Well, good morning, everybody. Time now as we talk about our candidates running for office as we prepare for the election coming up on Tuesday, November 5th. This is a man who has worked with the Webster City City Council, also currently Hamilton County Supervisor, talking with Democratic candidate Jerry Cloberdance, who will be running for office coming up on Tuesday, November 5th for another term. Jerry, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Not too bad this morning. Good. So we're going to learn more about a little bit about yourself, about why you're running. So first off, give us the whole Jerry Cloberdance story.
Whole Jerry Cloberdance story. Basically raised in Webster City, lived here most of my life. I moved away for a couple of years to do some farming up by Bode, Iowa. Come back home, went to work at Electrolux, worked there for 32 years, was a union leader most of those 32 years that I was there. Married with my wife, Lori. We raised two daughters, Samantha and Emily. Got six grandkids that we were really proud of. We're proud of our girls too. So, and I've always been involved in the community. I've tried to make a difference. And some people say, well, what kind of difference do you want to make? I just want to make sure that the people in the county, the residents, have the services that they need, make sure that there's plenty of law enforcement, E911, make sure that if they have an injury or an illness, that they get paramedics there to help them and those types of things. And, of course, I'm very passionate about the Veterans Affairs and serving our veterans. That's one of the things that I think we've made a marked improvement with is our Veterans Affairs. We've added additional people into that office to try to improve the services. And I think it's paying off. It's actually, we are receiving more federal benefits for veterans that help them. So it keeps them out of the nursing home, keeps them out of the hospital, those types of things. We work with public health to serve the veterans. So that in a nutshell is me, I guess. Just want to try to make a little difference.
I think the big question is there, Jerry, is why you're running for another term?
I think I have some things to offer the communities, the county. I think I have some things that I can provide some experience with budgets, with leadership, working with people. People don't understand. When you sign up for a supervisor's position and you get elected to that position, you don't know what you're getting into until you get in there. And luckily, I had 8 years of experience on the Webster City City Council, so that gave me some experience with budgets. So that has helped me understand the budget easier to make sure that we do not overtax, that the money that we do bring in, that we spend it wisely and provide the services that the people of the county, the residents, and taxpayers want and some demand.
Mm-hmm. And you're also active at a time, Jerry, when the work with the Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. That's been going in popularity because last week they had the big fall festival, so kind of a heads up for what's happening with Wilson Brewer Park.
Well, I think that's one of the things that when I was on the city council, I wanted to try to get the city and county to work better together because, like it or not, if a city and the county does well, the county does well. So we want all the cities in the county to do well, to be prosperous, to have new businesses coming in, making it a good place for people to live, work, and play. The Wilson Brewer Park thing I'm very proud of because we really worked hard to get that going and to get it moving in the right place. People need to understand that the courthouse that is at the Wilson Brewer Park is the first Hamilton County courthouse. That's why the county is so interested in that building to try to make sure that we maintain it. And so people will be able to go in and see what it looked like back in the day when it was a courthouse. And at the same time, we want to try to make all of our communities more welcoming. We're working not only with Webster City, but we're also working with all the other cities in the county to try to do some housing, try to bring in some housing to the different communities. We partnered with the city of Webster City and Ames Alliance for Economic Development, and that is, I think, it's paying off greatly because we have found so many different things. We've got some opportunities that are coming our way here in the future, and I think that's going to pay off for us. I think one of the things that I really believe we have to strive for is that you have to work together. Nobody can do this on their own. So we have to work together. We have to try to make sure that we succeed in trying to improve the communities in Hamilton County.
Mm-hmm. And you've been busy the last few weeks, haven't you, Jerry, with putting up signs around the district here in... Now, this is just for Webster City, right?
That's Webster City. My district is in Webster City.
That's District what, 1?
District 1.
District 1. That includes the city of Webster City. And I'm sure you've had some meetings with the public. I know the other night you had a program there at Fuller Hall in Webster City. And what's been, you think, the number one item for those people preparing for this election?
I think that a lot of the concerns that I hear from the people, I've probably knocked over, I know I've knocked on over 500 doors so far, and I still probably got another 500 to go, which I'll be busy in the next couple weeks. One of the things that I've heard a lot about is the EMS vote on the ballot this year. It's a 30-cent levy that they're trying to do to provide equipment for all the different EMS providers in the county, which would be Stratford, Camrar, Jewell, Williams, and Webster City. There's a lot of misunderstanding there. There's some assumptions that people thought that was just for the outlying communities and not for Webster City, for the Hamilton or the Van Deese Medical Center. It is for all the EMS and paramedic operations throughout the county, so that would include Van Deese Medical Center. The other thing that I hear is property taxes. Of course, property taxes are always a hot-button issue. Unfortunately, the state had passed House File 718 that has really restricted our ability to lower taxes because I'm going to get kind of in the weeds on this. It's not a simple answer. It's you've got the general basic fund, which the max levy on that was $3.50, but you could go over it for special circumstances. Of course, we went over it because of COVID and all the expenses associated with it, and we've been bringing it down since then. The state came in and said that we can't do that anymore, that they're going to tell us how much we can levy in that general basic. You have to be at the max in the general basic in order to levy in the supplemental. The supplemental pays for some staff, pays for some, most of it is the medical benefits, the insurance, the IPERS, those type of benefits. That in turn, in order to levy in that, you have to be at the max. So if we tried to lower it, which we wanted to go down to 350 this year, which would have, what was the old max, but if we would have done that, we would have lost the ability to levy that $3.5 million, and the general fund just didn't have enough funds in there to pay for it. So we had no choice but to stay at the 362. That's the frustrating part that I have, is that local officials know their counties. They know the needs of the people in that county. Most people assume that it's easy to cut taxes. It's not easy because you have to decide which department that you're going to cut staff in, because you have to pay for that staff. If you don't, if you decide you want to cut taxes drastically, then you're going to lose services. So you have to decide what services you want to lose. Well, if you talk to people, everybody's got their favorite. You know, some people, it may be Veterans Affairs, it might be conservation, it might be the conference center, whatever it might be. They all have their favorites, and they don't want to see their favorites cut. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the things that's you have to take into consideration when you start talking about cutting taxes and know all the ramifications surrounding that.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Jerry Cloberdance, the Democratic candidate for Hamilton County Supervisor in District 1, which includes the city of Webster City, who is also a current member of the Hamilton County Board of Supervisors, along with the retiring board member Dan Campadilli, as well as Rick Young. And all three of you work together, don't you, for
Yes, I think that's Hamilton County. That's one of the things that I personally don't like, that you have to put a D or an R behind your name when you run for a supervisor's office, because you don't work, for the party. You work for the people of the community. You work for the people of the county. We work very well together. You know, I've had people say, well, how do you work with those two Republicans? I don't see them as Republicans. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Dan. I said, have you ever voted on something that was a Republican position? And he says, he's never done that. And I've never done anything to vote as a Democratic position, because we don't look at that. That doesn't affect our thinking when it is on the county level. So that's one of the things that I wish they would change. But, of course, the state legislature says we have to have a D or an R behind our name. I think people need to understand is that I think I've done a pretty good job when I was on the city council. I think a lot of people know me in the community from that. Mm-hmm. I also think that when I served as a union leader that I represented the membership very well. Mm-hmm. I think they understand that. I think the thing that I've been hearing is that people think I've been doing a very good job as county supervisor as far as providing the services they need and then also watching for the money.
Mm-hmm. One final question here, Jerry, is why people should vote for you coming up on November 5th. I bet you've been hearing that too.
Well, I've been surprised. I knock on everybody's door. I don't care if they've got a Mary sign in their yard or a Trump sign or whatever. I knock on their doors because I ask the questions. I think people should vote for me because of my experience, because of what I've tried to do throughout the county, the changes that we have made to try to make improvements. And there again, I don't do this on my own. You have to work together with your other supervisors to get these things done. So I think we've got a good working relationship. I know that April Eli is running unopposed in District 2. I've known her for a long time. She worked at Electrolux. I think she'll be good to work with. That's what the things we have to work at. I think I can work with everybody. I think I can make a difference. And that's all I want to try to do, is make a little bit of a difference to make Hamilton County and all the communities in Hamilton County and the rural residents just a little bit better, make their life just a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention a new sheriff, too, there, Jerry.
Yes, we're going to have a new sheriff. Alex is
Alex Greenfield.
He's going to be very good. I think we'll, and we work together. I mean, that's one of the things that you have to work together with all the different departments, all the elected leaders in all the different offices. They have total control over their office. Supervisors do not. People assume that supervisors has control over everybody. We do not. So you have to be able to work together well with those individuals, those elected officials, to make sure that we're providing the services that we need to provide to our residents and citizens.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I know you'll be busy for the time being until the 5th of November, and we'll find out what happens when all the votes are cast from the county auditor's office there, Jerry.
That's correct. We'll find out then, and I hope I'm successful. If not, I'll wish Mary the best of luck, and I'll do everything I can to help her in the transition.
Very good. My guest this morning has been Jerry Cloberdance, the Democratic candidate for Hamilton County Supervisor in the election coming up November 5th. Jerry, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
Jerry Cloberdance, more to come after this.